We're making some changes, and we've talked about doing this, so I want to share some things with you about some of the changes we're doing as a ministry. And I'm real blessed that Barney brought up prayer. If we're not praying, going to the Father, then we must be looking to ourselves to get the job done. We've got to go to the Father first and foremost. And so we've asked Judy Myers to head up a prayer team so that we have a group that not only prays 1 hour, but 2 hours, 3 hours. She's looking at me. No. That if you have some special needs that you want to have prayed for, she's the one to contact. And I know probably some of you would like to be on that prayer team. So talk to Judy. And I know she would be blessed to have some folks help her in that category. So wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the book of Acts. So if you want to go to chapter 1. In the book of Acts. I guess, is it Luke that wrote the book of Acts? So, I thought about, how did we get the book of Acts? How did that name come about? How did the name Acts come about? Now, we know that the scriptures God breathed, right? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, God. And so, but I don't know if the God-breathed title, you know, the titles of the books of the Bible came from God. Obviously, the writers of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, right? That's a good name. They wrote it. We'll call it John, and so forth. And then the places, the church epistles, named those books for the places they went. So, names. You family folks that have had children, I'm sure you've having a baby, what are we going to name them? They got books, all kinds of resources to search out names and what they mean. And so I looked at a couple names just for fun, thinking about names. Paul. What do you think Paul means? What is Paul? Anybody have a thought on that or idea? Little. I don't know, that's what it said in the dictionary of names. Paul is little. It means little. What about Mary? You thought you were going to come here and hear the Bible. We'll get there. We'll get there. Mary. Minnie? You know what mine said? Bitter. Now, I want you guys to check this out and confirm this. Maybe my source must be all, maybe it's wrong, but you can check this. Then Timothy. I have a son, and we called his name Timothy. And Timothy means, let's see, who honors God. Yeah, one who knows God. So we're blessed to have a Timothy. Part of the reason we named him Timothy, that's the name of the individual that got me in the Word. Timothy. So those two things, we came to the conclusion we're going to call our firstborn Timothy. So, but Luke, he's scratching his head. What am I going to call this thing? I just wrote 28 chapters. Now, we know the God-breathed Word we didn't have chapters and stuff then. But this is a pretty long book. What am I going to call this thing? A lot of people were involved in there, right? A lot of people are mentioned in Acts. A lot of your Bibles, if you look, it'll say Acts of the Apostles. You see that. But there were other people acting besides the apostles, right? First chapter, Jesus Christ. Cornelius, Aquila and Priscilla. All kinds of folks in there, right? I thought a great name was the Acts of the Believers. A lot of folks involved. But the key word there that I thought was wonderful was the word Acts. Acts. What does that communicate?
Action,
that you're doing it. These are people that are doing the word. Doing the word. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. We had the opportunity, Jeannie, myself, Michael, we went up to the Victory House up in Dana Point area, a discipleship program up there. I think most of you have heard a little bit about that. But we wanted to check it out and see their program there, what they're doing. They have two nice houses up there. They have a number of men that are involved in a discipleship training program. They have a thrift house, or a thrift store, that actually the finances they get from the thrift store covers the cost of the program for the men to be there. So we went to the thrift store and we were out back, met some great guys, shaking hands, meeting guys. And this one guy came up and was telling us he was from Poland. What was his name?
Alan.
And Alan said, "Boy, I really enjoy working here. The book of James is my favorite book. I've memorized the first two chapters. And but be doers of the word." That's why he was into the book of James. I want to do the word. Not just hear. I want to do it. And so he said, "Yeah, we're working today. I got a little thing going on in my back. A little tweak here, but I'm moving ahead." And immediately, you know what Jeannie does? Oh, yes. She acts. She jumps out. "Let me minister to you." And he, "Yeah, okay." So Jeannie ministers to his back. And of course, all the other guys, they stop. And they start praying too, which is pretty neat. Well, prays for him. Jeannie says, "Now act on your deliverance. Raise your hands." Raises it. Oh man, that feels good. He got delivered. Acting on the word. When you act on the word, you get results. So I love the book of Acts. We're going to take a look here at some of the great records in the book of Acts, okay? All right. Oh, by the way, we also went up Thursday to the Set Free Ranch. That's kind of the what I call the boot camp, where guys are, unfortunately, they're on the street, they're homeless, have issues going on, drugs, alcohol, whatever. And they want to get off the street, they want to start a Christian life. They go to the Set Free Ranch. There's a couple of them up North County, or not north of North County, up at Lake Elsinore. And again, many of you are familiar with Federico and Marvin. So we had a chance to see them. They've been up there a couple weeks now. They send their love to you guys. So know that you're pray for them. It's not an easy thing for them to be there. There were some 70 guys on maybe a half acre piece of land, maybe an acre. Little bunk houses here and there, a bunch of bunks in there. And I'm looking at this, "Yeah, this is boot camp." And Mike's saying, "Man, this is the Taj Mahal from where these guys were coming from." So, again, acting on the word. These guys, quite a commitment to come off the street, and decide, hey, I want a new life in Christ. And they're getting it. They're getting it big time. So they say hello to you, okay? Excuse me. All right. Jesus Christ's last words, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you shall receive what?
Power.
You're going to receive power. 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 Boy, talk about acting, right? Power. You're going to receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses where? Uttermost parts of the earth. All these different places and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. This was the last words Jesus Christ spoke before he ascended up into heaven. What a great vision to know, and these disciples, these followers, the apostles, that they would receive power when they receive the gift of Holy Spirit. He had talked to them about Holy Spirit. The Comforter shall come, right? The works that I do, you are going to do works that I do. Now, the works Jesus Christ did, pretty good works, right? Healing people left and right, raising folks from the dead, all kinds of great, wonderful things. The works that I do, you shall do also. And what?
Greater
works. When the Comforters come, when that Spirit comes, Jesus Christ following up his last words there. Acts chapter 2, verse 4, what happens? On the day of Pentecost, the first day, the birthday of the Christian church, this is what happens. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to what? Speak in tongues. They had received Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ said they would have power. Of all the manifested power things that could happen, the one thing that God chose to have happen on the first day of the Christian church was speaking in tongues. Pretty big deal, speaking in tongues. New manifestation, new exercise of a power that God gave the believers. Speaking in tongues is like praying in the Spirit. It's called other places in the Bible. And we love to pray, so we can pray with our understanding. And it says in Corinthians we can pray what? With the Spirit too, speaking in tongues. Pretty neat. Acts 2, 42, 43. Some of the things I'm paraphrasing from my notes here. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear or reverence came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Wow. They got it together. They fellowshipped. They broke bread. That means they had lunch and dinner. They went to Cotija's for the tacos and the burritos and everything. And what else did they do?
They prayed.
They prayed, and great reverence came upon. Many wonders and signs, miracles. That's what we want in our life. We want to see the Word work in our lives. Not only hear it, but to see it come to pass. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven whereby men... given among men, whereby we must be saved. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, that name above all names. No other name, Mahatma Gandhi, Buddha, whoever, can't touch the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the name we share with people. Amen. So this book of Acts is full of great acts. Chapter 5, verse 18. And they laid hands on the apostles. See, they got the people so involved that they were ministering to them, laying hands on them, right? No. This means they grabbed them, put them in jail. They laid hands on them, grabbed them, and threw them in jail. Okay? So they laid hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. So what happened after that? But the story's not over. But their lawyers didn't come. You know, some horse with a bunch of rope where they can tie it to the bars and they can pull it out. I'm thinking of my old cowboy TV days. I'm sorry. That goes back. They don't do that, I know, in TV shows anymore, but that's what I remember. That's how you got out of jail in the Western days. In the Bible, who gets you out of jail?
Angels.
Isn't that wild? Angels. But the angel of the Lord, by night, only took one, I guess, opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Get out of town, go hide, they're going to get you again." What did they say? "Go, stand, and speak to the people." Speak what, about the ball game going on today? Great game today, right? Got a great game. What are they speaking? Words of life, God's word. Wow. The thing that got them into trouble is what they were to speak. But man, if you got angels, much better than a lawyer, huh? Coming, getting you out of jail. Good deal. A lot of wonderful action going on here because they did the word. They acted on the word. In Acts 10 is the great story of Cornelius. Yes. Cornelius was the first Gentile. In those days, only the Jews, by religion, were become Christians. Anybody that wasn't in the family, Jewish family, nobody talked to them. There was great prejudice. You want prejudice? In the Bible times, big time prejudice. If you're a Gentile, you're nothing. Dog. But all of a sudden here, God opens a door for everybody. And here Cornelius was praying. He was a soldier, a Roman soldier, a leader. And God sets it up for Peter to go see him. And what happens to him? Peter goes over there. Of course, Peter had to see a sign from God, right? A couple, three times about things that are, can't eat certain things and stuff. He shows him a sign, and yeah, go eat, Peter. No, I'm not going to eat that. And after a few times, he gets it, goes with the man, goes sees Cornelius, shares the word. How did he know that these Gentiles get born again? You share with somebody about Jesus Christ and what he did, and you say, "Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?" Yeah. "Do you believe God raised him from the dead?" Yeah. If that's literally true in their heart, what happens? They get born again, incorruptible seed, from death unto life, eternal life. But it's tough sometimes. Are people, you know, people lie sometimes. People are not sure, but they say yes a lot. But how did Peter know that these Gentiles were saved, born again? He heard something. He heard them speak in tongues. They operated the spirit that they had received with the new birth. They spoke in tongues. That's it. That's it. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Acts 12. This is another time Peter was in jail. And you know, they put him in jail before. Now they got him in jail. You know what they do? They put some other guys beside him, hooked into him. So this guy ain't getting away now. Well, what happens? What happens is, Another angel comes. He's got an in with angels or something. And the angels come in there. Again, I'm paraphrasing here. And got him out, right? And it took a while for Peter to figure this out. Get him finally out. He goes, knocks on the door where the believers were, what? Praying for him. And they were surprised to see Peter. Well, they shouldn't have been surprised. They were praying for him, right? But what a wonderful surprise it was to see Peter there. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas are in prison. Now, there's a lot of other stuff in Acts besides these prison records, okay? But these are kind of neat. So, Paul and Silas, they're in prison. So what were they doing in prison? Were they upset? Oh, I can't believe we're here. We're doing God's will. We get thrown in prison. It's dark. We're in the inner prison here. This is horrible. What were they doing? What's the word say? They were singing and praising God. Wow, what an attitude. We can learn a lot, can't we? We can learn a lot of what we're reading here and maybe encourage to act on it in our life, right? To step out on this stuff. So they were singing and praying, and what happens? Earthquake! Boom! I guess the angels were busy somewhere else getting somebody else out of jail. So an earthquake came. And they were loosened. And the jailer, if he lost any of his prisoners, that was it. He'd be executed. So he's going, ah. And what did they do to the jailer? They witnessed to him. Got him born again. His whole household. Wow. What a lifestyle. Acts 19. There's a lot in Acts 19. It talks about they moved the word 2 years and several months. In Asia Minor heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Gentiles. Right? So they really got that word out. Later on, people... They acted on the word to the extent that, hey, I've got something new here that's pretty exciting, but I still have all these old books and all this other stuff that I bought and believed in. What shall I do with this stuff? They burned it. They burned it. And how much money was the worth and value of it? God made a point to say this in there. 50,000 pieces of silver. Bible scholars have concluded that's about $5 million. A $5 million book burning. Whew. Amazing. That's commitment, huh? These guys were into getting rid of the past and moving on with a new life in Christ. And what did it say? The word grew, right? And what? Mightily and prevailed. Prevailed. Wow. In Acts 21, Paul wants to go to Jerusalem. Regardless, God said, don't go. He goes to Jerusalem. He gets, as a result, he gets thrown in jail. They take him to Rome. The next several chapters deal with him witnessing to kings and other men in authority as he's going to Rome. And it says in Acts 26, I don't have the verse here, but he shares about what Christ commissioned him to do. And it's to open their eyes. If you got the verse reference, what is it? 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, thank you, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Wow, Christ. That's what Paul does. That's his calling by Christ. And then it closes out, the book of Acts, chapter 28, 31, closes out Paul's story. It comes to a close here as recorded in the book of Acts. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He was a faithful servant, wasn't he? It's all about holding forth the words of life. It's all about acting out on who we are in Christ. Acting out who we are in Christ. We're going to close in Ephesians chapter 4, a book that's written to the born-again believers. And this is, in Ephesians, the first 3 chapters share great truths of who we are in Christ. The 3 chapters, 4, 5, and 6, deal with the practical side of doing it. And so, Ephesians 4:1, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord. This is Paul. Literally, he was a prisoner when he wrote this. Beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith you are called. We have been called. We are to walk worthy of that. And how? What kind of attitude of mind? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, great patience, endurance, that means forbearing one another in love. This is how we act one with another. All the wonderful believers, regardless if they're with our fellowship or any other fellowship. And let me say this. If people are blessed and get their needs met somewhere else, they come here and they're blessed, and but maybe someplace else they're getting blessed too, that's okay with me. It's the same family of God. We're going to a Rock Church event on Thursday nights. You know the big Rock Church? Thursday nights, they have connections with home fellowships. They do home fellowships, and there's one hosted in Ocean Beach. Paula goes there, has a good friend, Arlene. Many of you have met her. She was in the class we did, Getting to Know God Better. And so, doors open. We were allowed to go teach for 2 months at that fellowship. We're going to teach class 5. I've asked Barney to teach the mystery. Woo! Next Thursday. These guys are getting their spiritual socks blown off. They are so happy, so blessed. And I'm not trying to recruit them here. They're not trying to recruit me there. It's the same body of Christ. Whatever it takes, we partner with anybody that waves the flag of Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah, we want people to be part of this. We have great things to offer. And we'll continue to do that, right? Okay. But it's been exciting to be a part of that. They got 20, most nights there's 20 plus people there. So it's neat. So these things are going to happen. We need to embrace them because we're in the same family. All right. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Right on. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all. And I guess he's from the south and in you all. He's in you all. But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. We have a gold mine in our fellowship here of the Word of God. We know a lot of the wonderful Word of God. So we need to get that out. get, and that's why, like Thursday night, I think that's a great God opened that door. I believe God's going to open more doors for us to share His wonderful Word. Because we do have a wonderful knowledge of the Word of God. So we want to get out there and share it. Share it. We want to act on it now. We want to act now on the Word of God. Not talk about it and then act later. We want to act now. And so in light of some of the things that we've been doing, we had a vision building get together a couple weeks ago. We've been meeting Barney, Vicky, Jeannie, myself, Jan. And so some of the prayer things, I've asked Todd and Shelley to be our official greeters. We're doing some things here, different stuff we'll be making available, I trust, where we can reach into the hospital, other places where we can get out, have opportunities to get out and act on the Word of God. But we have officially changed our name to the ministry. It's called Acts Now Fellowship. Yay. All right. So, what's in a name? Yes. But when, you know, what's in a name? We want to have a name worthy of who we are. Obviously. But it's not the name that does the work. It's the people that that name represents. So, I want to share this with the family here. If you can pass some of those around there and some over here. So what I'm sharing with you is our name, our what they call tagline, living the book of Acts today. And there's a vision statement here, a mission statement, the verses supporting that. And then also is a calendar of events. We have, normally we plan a couple weeks ahead, but we got together, we planned the rest of the year. So that's the calendar of events here. But our fellowship is about acting now on the Word of God. Okay, I know we've been more on the research, study, teaching. We still want to do that, but we want to really start moving out with the Word now. Really acting on the Word. Hence, Act Now Fellowship. Living the book of Acts today. Isn't it be exciting to be thrown in jail and have an angel get you out? You get one call to your lawyer. I've already prayed for the angel. Don't go to jail and try that out, okay? But why not? Let's get our vision up. Get our vision up. To build a community of empowered sons of God. Wow. Help people be empowered by the Spirit of God in them. And then to equip believers by providing a loving community in which to grow, preaching the gospel, teaching regarding Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, and demonstration of the Spirit of God. We want to demonstrate the power of God in our life. So that's what our vision statement is, mission statement. On the very bottom, we've already made changes to our website. Even if you went to San Diego Biblical Studies, you'll get linked over, okay? So that's in place. As far as abundant sharing goes, writing checks, either name works. We're doing business as Acts Now Fellowship, but we're still legally, I guess, also the San Diego Biblical Studies Fellowship. I finally could say it real fast now, the San Diego Biblical Studies Fellowship. And we change. Acts Now Fellowship. So look at our calendar here. Next week, what a wonderful opportunity to get out this week and bring folks to the concert, right? Saturday. We're going to have a great concert. Gino, I'm hoping he's going to be here early. We might go to the Thursday night fellowship with him if he's available. Warren went a couple weeks ago when he was in town. Warren Seams went with us and played his music. They loved it at the Thursday night fellowship. But you can see we're doing a lot of fellowships here because, again, we want to open ourselves up to the community more and more. And you can see we got some holiday fellowship. Ken Petty's going to be here at the end of the year and do an event with us. We're going to do a harvest fellowship and dinner October 30th. So a lot of wonderful things that we can do to bring people to bless folks. But my encouragement to you is really get out and do the word. I'd really encourage you to, you know, get with Father. And what is He pulling on your heart to do? What is His vision for you? What is your mission statement? And see what He would have you to do. He'll talk. He's glad to chat to us. We heard some great messages in the manifestation.